I'm Donna Vestal, editor of Harvest Public Media. I recently tracked down Tom Karst, the national editor for The Packer, a trade newspaper covering the fruit and vegetable industry. For more than 25 years, he's been reporting about issues of importance to the produce industry, such as immigration, farm policy, and food safety. I actually worked with Karst at The Packer after graduating from college in the 1980s, and I always wondered how he managed to connect so well with farmers across the country. So in an interview at his office in a suburb of Kansas City, I asked Karst about his own connection to the land.
My name's Tom Karst. I'm national editor of The Packer. My dad grew up in wheat country near Galatia, Kansas, in Russell, Kansas. And so my uncle Art was a farmer. My dad was an Air Force pilot, so he wasn't involved with farming, but we went back to Galatia, and so just to see the wheat harvest. One summer, I helped Uncle Art with that. My mom was widowed, and she married a farmer in Nebraska when I was a senior in high school. And, you know, although our family had, you know, through our grandparents had farming background, when I was a senior in high school, we actually moved to a farm in Nebraska.
What did you do on the farm?
Typical things, you know, drive the tractor, irrigate, you know, which is, you know, going out in the morning and the evening and gated pipe. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but aluminum pipe that's set along the edge of the field, and you open every other gate to irrigate the rows of corn, and then in the evening you'd switch the gates so that, you know, the other row got the water. So
do they still do it that way?
A lot of the irrigation has moved to pivot.
Right.
So that saves a lot of labor, and, you know, you can cover a lot more ground that way. Just work from really dawn to dusk. We'd come in for lunch at 10 o'clock, which, you know, you'd have to get used to all the breaks that they'd have. Like, they had a 10 o'clock break, and then we had the dinner, which was lunch, and then you had coffee at 4 o'clock. So your day was broken up, but you definitely worked the whole day. And so I don't know if I could have done farming as a profession, because I don't know if I'm cut out for that necessarily, but there's nothing to beat just going out the door and having work to do. The work is right there for you, and you come back and you're still at your home, so in that way it's different lifestyle. It's a kind of enviable lifestyle, I think, just to be there, you know, with your family on the farm, and you've got everything in front of you that has to be done. So and then you come in and have a 10 o'clock break and a 4 o'clock